Radio.com.
Tres Rios Silver was founded in 1997. Our goal today remains the same as it was back then, to provide you, our customer, with a quality custom buckle at an affordable price. From 1 to 100, our buckles are all made one at a time by hand. Our only limit is your imagination. Give us a call today at 800-550-7535 and let us help you design your next trophy buckle. That's Tres Rios Silver, Llano, Texas. Find us on Facebook or at TresRiosSilver.com. Proud to be part of She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlerLimited.com.
American Hat Company is known throughout the world as the hat preferred by rodeo champions, ranchers, everyday cowboys, cowgirls, and rodeo fans. From the arena to the boardroom, no one does it better. Handmade in Bowie, Texas, American hats are made with tradition in the old-fashioned way. From the finest in felts to the best in straws, there is an American hat for every occasion. The CB Cowgirls are proud to have our ambassadors wearing the number one hat in the world. Thank you, American Hat. Find your own American hat at your favorite retailer. American Hats, handcrafted since 1950.
She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls is proud to have as our charity of choice Man Up Crusade. Man Up is working in the Western world to reduce domestic violence in society and contribute to social change by promoting safe and healthy relationships. Growing up in a violent home is one of the most terrifying and traumatic experiences a child can go through. Let's work together to help those afflicted to stand and know they're not alone. Find out more at ManUpCrusade.com. Take a stand and break the cycle of domestic violence.
This is 4 Radio, a media platform used to elevate voices and empower dreams.
All right, rodeo fans, it's time for She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls. Introducing your host, Becky Christensen, and co-host Vicki Christensen O'Shields, presented to you by Boyd Gaming. Hey, let's ride.
Good evening and welcome to She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls. This is your host, Becky Christensen, and I just want to say thank you so much if you have tuned in to our weekly episode and are listening to us via Facebook or via our website. We appreciate you and know that you are going to enjoy our show tonight. I want to first say thank you really quickly to our sponsors. We couldn't do our show each and every week without them. And so first and foremost, thank you to our presenting sponsor, Boyd Gaming. And, of course, American Hat, Tres Rios Silver. We have just so many wonderful sponsors for radio, Rodeo Spot Marketing. Thank you, thank you, thank you. If you guys have any questions about who we are and what we do and what we're all about, please be sure you go to our website at shesgonecountry.us and peruse through our website there and see our fun videos and clips and all the travels that we've got to do, and even see some of our clips there and on Facebook from our latest trip to the WNFR where we got to do our show live for 10 days. So tonight joining us, my co-host and dear Aunt Vicki is taking the night off. She's busy in down there in Texas, and so we told her to do what she needs to do, and we would fill the gaps for her. So we are blessed tonight and want to welcome to the show our most beautiful and wonderful Ms. U.S. Ambassador for She's Gone Country, the CB Cowgirls, Bobby Jean Olson. Bobby, how are you?
I am wonderful, and I am the one that is so blessed to be a part of the show. And each time I say thank you, I just want you to know that it comes from the bottom of my heart that I'm absolutely honored to get to be part of the She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls and promote the Western lifestyle through God and family. And it's just such a blessing. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Oh, well, thank you for saying yes. I have to say that much. And real quick, before we bring our guest on for tonight, I wanted to just say congratulations. I saw recently, and we posted out. Tell us real quick about your leading role you just got.
Oh, my gosh. So I won't scream, even though you know that I want to. It is a Christian-based film that we will be distributed through PureFlix. It's called The Standard, and it is a drama. And for the first time that I can remember in my film career, I am not either shooting, killing, hanging, or getting thrown in jail. So this is going to be an exciting role for me.
Well, we are happy for you and want to just say congratulations because we know how hard you work at everything you do. And we're just blessed to be a part of it and get to watch it from the sidelines. So that's awesome. Tonight,
well, hopefully we can bring it in on one of the radio shows if I'm on set. Maybe we'll just do a quick little phone call if that's possible.
Absolutely. Phone call or live stream or whatever we need to do. Facebook Live, that's always fun. So be looking for all the fun things that Bobbi Jean is out there doing because she is just a wonderful ambassador for us and the Western world. So, and so is our guest tonight. I am so excited about our guest. God works in funny ways and mysterious ways. You just never know. And we met our guest tonight is Tommy Brandt, and he is a very infamous Christian music artist, country music artist, and he has a great ministry that he does. He's a pastor. And I still am not really sure how we connected this fall, but we connected, and he, you know, we decided that we were going to bring him on the show in Vegas, and he just happened to be down there during the WNFR, or he flew in, and it just worked out on the day that he was on. But it was so funny because Gray and I got married down there, and we were having the hardest time getting a pastor to commit to be in Vegas to be able to marry us. And we thought we were going to have Elvis come marry us. But it worked out that Tommy's beautiful wife said, hey, you know, if we're down there, we might just be able to make that work. And what a blessing to have this gentleman do our ceremony. So I just want to say, Tommy, welcome to the show. It's been a long time since we got to connect. And how the heck are you?
I am doing great. Thank you for having me down here in Florida, just basking in the sun this week.
Oh. You and Bobbi Jean, I'm sure Bobbi Jean is in the sun too. I, on the other hand, have been drenched and showered in the most beautiful snow that I still really would rather have sunshine. So, lucky you.
We won't brag about it too much, will we, Tommy?
I'll be out in Colorado in about 10 days, so I'll be probably soaking up the snow then too.
Yeah, that I never can say his name, Poxitani Phil. Yeah, he pops his head up, but the only thing that winter stays around is on the west side of where he's from versus out here on the east side with sunset down south, so southeast. So lucky you guys. But Tommy, what have you been up to? We got to have you on the show down in Vegas. We got to you and your son, and I know there's been a lot going on. One, I'm glad you guys are all healthy because I know you guys are battling illness. So I'm glad that you're healthy and whole, but share with our listeners a little bit about you and what you've been up to in the last couple months since Vegas.
Oh, we've been having a good time. We come down to Florida. My daughter lives down here, and I got a new grandbaby. So I've been spending some time with the grandbaby. Yeah. And that's a whole new walk of life there. And so been spending a lot of time with her, and we've been on a cruise, went down to some of the islands, and enjoyed a little bit of time off, and then we've been working on a new trailer. I flew out to Colorado a couple of different times over the last couple of months, and working on a new trailer stage for Cowboy Outreach America, and getting closer to rodeo season, so we're trying to get everything rocking and rolling.
Wonderful. Well, tell us a little bit. Tell our listeners that maybe weren't able to attend the WNFR, or maybe haven't seen clips from our live stage show that weren't in Vegas. What is Cowboy, your ministry? Share with our listeners all about where that came from and just the heart of that, because I know it's a pretty special ministry, Cowboy Outreach America.
Yeah, I'm very passionate about it. I grew up in the rodeo world and lived on a ranch most of my life, and just like a lot of folks, I got messed up in the bars and nightclubs and drugs, alcohol, and just kind of messed up my life, and finally got wise enough to ask Christ into my life. And I just kind of want to share with the world. I tell everybody, I want to share with me of 20 years ago how good God is. And I've wrapped my music around the kind of listening that I would have wanted to do before I was a Christian. My music is the same kind of music you'd hear on today's country radio, or maybe some Southern rock mixed in. And it's just inspirational, faith-lifting music that's not beat you over the head with a Bible preachy. And my
gotcha.
Mission is just to reach out and go to the rodeo arenas across the country and have cowboy church or just have concerts, and with the goal of just inspiring and uplifting people's faith. And we've got a mobile stage we're building to be able to have a platform everywhere we go, and it's designed with a hydraulic door that 15 minutes we can be in a rodeo arena playing music, and 10 minutes we can be rolling back out. So it's kind of a neat way to entertain, but yet make a difference at the same time.
Wow.
Inspire
and
motivate. Oh, I'm sorry, Becky, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I was just going to say, if you go to cowboyoutreachamerica.org, Bobby Jean, you should see the vision of this trailer. It's amazing.
Well, I did watch the broken video, and I have to tell you, I didn't watch it just once. I had to watch it 3 times. It was so phenomenal. And I just wanted
you.
To say, great job, Tommy, because your music, like you said, it's not beating somebody over the head. It has this little subtle message in there, and before you know it, you hear the message and you're inspired, but you still love the music. What encouraged you to start doing that with the music? I mean, I know you said you had some hard times, and it had to have been a little bit of a struggle to go from like mainstream country music to more inspirational country music.
It was just because when I did ask Christ into my life, I went not to the extreme, but everything I wanted it to just be about Jesus. And I just wanted to tell a story. I've always been a songwriter and wanted to get my story across of how good God is. And at first I had a hard time with that. Every song I had Jesus through it over and over and over. And not that there's anything wrong with that, but I realized that, man, if, you know, a couple of years before I got saved, I wouldn't have listened to that. I would have turned the radio off, turned the song off, or left the building if I would have heard somebody singing about Jesus. So since then, I've learned to write songs that will still reach them, still get the message across, but not beat them over the head. And it is a little tricky to write those kind of songs. And a lot of the churchy church type of people, which we go to a lot of, any kind of church out there, we've been to Baptist, Methodist, Pentecostal, you name it, across the board, we go to those churches, and some of them are a little skeptical at first. You know, hey, if it ain't about Jesus, don't sing it. Well, they figure out it's about Jesus, but sometimes it's a little bit hidden. The story's a little bit hidden, and there's a trick to it and a technique to it, but it's working. We've seen over the last 15 years, tens of thousands of people come to Christ that never go to church, and that's my mission. There's plenty of great people that can sing in churches and preach to them and you know, get a message across, more power to them, but God called me to go outside the walls, go out there to where people will probably never darken the doors, and reach those people.
Well, and you do an amazing job, Tommy. And I, you know, before we go to commercial break, you know, we were trying to decide when and where and how to have a lead into this. And I just really wanted to touch on, for the second part of the show when we come back, I want to talk about your music a little bit more. You have, the one thing that I learned in getting to know you in the short time that I got to know you in Vegas is there is just something special, and I know there's things special about a lot of people, but there's really something special about your family unit, and I see it in your son, and we'll get to that just when we come back, because I want to touch on what Tommy's two's been up to. But you and Michelle, there's just such a joy around you, and it's evident no matter who you talk to or who's met you, they'll probably say the same thing. It's infectious, and I think that's just the Holy Spirit and God all over you, and what you're doing, and being where you're called to be, and doing what you're called to do. As Maria always says, just do what God tells you to do, and he'll figure out the rest. And I think you have nailed it, and you hear him, and you're doing exactly that. And by that, you're being blessed. And I know that today, you, or earlier this, a couple days ago, you sent us a new song. And I love what you have on your signature. Right above your name, it says blessings. And right underneath, it says no fear, no compromise, and no quit. And you sent us a song. And I want to play that song as we go into a commercial break. It's called Never Stop Reaching. So I want the listeners to take the, you know, have a seat and enjoy the music. And we'll be back right after a commercial break.
When you're in that buck and shoot, fear starts creeping in. That demon on your shoulder says you can't handle this, but there's a million other reasons not to shoot out of the gate. It's your moment, it's your season to nod your head and say, a dream's not born to stay a dream forever. Against all odds, it's meant to be chased down. There's no such thing as too big for the taking. If it's not too big to wrap your heart around, life's too short to just go half the distance. You still got a chance if you are still breathing. You can't lose till the day that you quit trying. So keep the faith and never stop reaching. When you mix persistence with patience and desire, hope starts kicking in, passion catches fire. When you believe in you beyond a shadow of a doubt, they don't make a wall high enough to keep you out. A dream's not born to stay a dream forever. Against all odds, it's meant to be chased down. There's no such thing as too big for the taking. If it's not too big to wrap your heart around, life's too short to just go half the distance. You still got a chance if you're still breathing. You can't lose till the day that you quit trying. So keep the faith and never stop reaching. It's not about how fast you get there. Sometimes when you swing, you're gonna miss. But there's nothing like the peace comes from knowing you'll never have to wonder what if. A dream's not born to stay a dream forever. Against all odds, it's meant to be chased down. There's no such thing as too big for the taking. If it's not too big to wrap your heart around, yeah, life's too short to just go half the distance. You still got a chance if you're still breathing. You can't lose till the day that you quit trying. So keep the faith, never stop reaching, never stop reaching, never stop reaching.
ForRadio.com.
All of us here at Trust Rio Silver are proud to offer a complete award lineup. From saddles, tack, and all in between, Trust Rios is your one-stop shop. Give the shop a call today to discuss your association award needs with one of our family design staff. And don't forget to shop online with us for that special gift. Our new online store features beautiful jewelry, tees, caps, and much more. Proud to be part of She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls. That's Trust Rio Silver, Llano, Texas. Find us on Facebook or at TrustRioSilver.com.
In today's busy world, it's nice to know that help is just a moment away. Andrea at Rodeo Spot Marketing is your one-stop shop. Full-service web and graphic design service, along with photo projects, printing services, marketing, and promotional. Let their staff take the stress off you and put a smile on your face. Always creative, always competitive priced, always working for you. That's Rodeo Spot Marketing. Find them at RodeoSpot.com. Tell Andrea the CB Cowgirls sent you.
Weston Company Jewelry is a family-owned and operated business with a close eye on all the latest trends. Beautiful pieces created with you in mind. Dress up, dress down. Jill and her staff are constantly creating new designs that set the fashion world on fire. Be sure to check out their Facebook page and then go to sales@westoncompanyjewelry.com and click on store search. We're betting you will fall in love. A big thank you to Weston Company for providing our ambassadors with that special piece to accent their wardrobe and the Western way of life they live. Stand out in the crowd. Wear Weston Company.
She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls is proud to have as our charity of choice, Man Up Crusade. Man Up is working in the Western world to reduce domestic violence in society and contribute to social change by promoting safe and healthy relationships. Growing up in a violent home is one of the most terrifying and traumatic experiences a child can go through. Let's work together to help those afflicted, to stand and know they're not alone. Find out more at manupcrusade.com. Take a stand and break the cycle of domestic violence.
ForRadio.com.
Welcome back to She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls. This is your host, Becky Christensen. My co-host, Vicki Christensen, has the night off, but joining us is our beautiful guest co-host and U.S. Ambassador for She's Gone Country, the CB Cowgirls, Bobby Jean Olson. Bobby, thank you so much for being with me tonight and visiting with our guest. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Becky.
Well, we have been visiting with our dear friend, Tommy Brandt, and he's down in Florida. Tommy, thank you so much. I know it's a couple hours later down where you are. It's like 9:30 almost. So thank you for joining us. You holding up down there?
Oh, yeah. I'm good to go.
So you're a new grandpa. You are getting ready to go on your tour for 2017, as we were talking before the break, and you just wrote that new song. And how awesome is that? I know you've got a lot going on, and I know that's for promotion for some things you've got, endeavors you've got coming down the road. But tell us a little bit, because I am flabbergasted. I didn't realize this until tonight. I know we've talked about it, but for some reason it didn't stick in my little bank of memories. You have 18 number one songs on the Christian music charts. That is amazing. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. I think it's above that. I think I've got more than that now. I don't know if we've got it up to date, but I just had another one with Broken.
Wow.
Just a couple of months ago, it went to number one. And yes, been blessed a lot. I never intended on, you know, chasing after awards or number one songs, but God has sure honored our endeavors through those.
Well, yeah.
It's pretty neat.
Well, along with your number one songs, you also have an accolade of awards. And then I know in 2016, you were Entertainer of the Year for the CCMA and ICM Awards, as well as Mainstream Artist of the Year for AMG Heritage Awards. And I know that Bobby Jean can attest to how special it's got to be, because you play and your music is done with you and your son, Tommy, too. Tell us what that's been like for you.
Oh, it's been the time of my life. My son is 15 years old. And quite the accomplished guitarist. He is amazing, and an amazing singer as well. He's just started playing and singing about 4 years ago, although he's been traveling with us since the time he was born. He's been in a tour bus, but about 4 years ago, he picked up the guitar, and just God gave him an awesome gift. And he actually brought home in Nashville, Tennessee, the Musician of the Year award. And as the youngest person to ever win that, he was up against some of the great pickers there in Nashville, and man, he was honored with that. And kind of cool thing, right after that, he got asked to go on the Billy Graham Crusade with the Franklin Graham Tour, and did that for the month of December. So he was out there,
wow,
at 15 years old, doing some 50,000 seat auditoriums. And Dad was down here in Florida just doing little bitty things. So
now,
I told everybody,
does he
my
CD out?
He does. He's got one CD out and got another one on the way.
Well, he is an amazing guitarist. I mean, I know, Bobby Jean, you can attest that when he played down in Vegas, I think everybody just kind of looked at each other like, he's 15? Because he's phenomenal.
Yeah.
He's definitely gifted.
Everybody was absolutely mad. mesmerized. They just kind of sat there and were like, wow, including all of us.
Yeah.
It
was a
well,
great
I
show.
Am, too. I stand up there on the stage beside them sometimes, and I just look over next to me like, what, did that just really happen? And then I do know, and I don't take for granted that I know that God's got bigger and better things for him. I know that the Cowboy Outreach America movement is probably going to be carried on by him. I think I'm just getting it started for him, but I know God's going to take him to bigger platforms that I could ever be on, and I'm cherishing these times that we have as a father and son to be on stage together. And it's kind of neat. He preached his first sermon last summer at a rodeo arena, and Michelle and I, my wife and I, were off on the sidelines. You know, we're nervous as can be, thinking, what's he going to say? What's he going to do? But a lot of the analogies that he used and parts of his sermon were based off of things that he had heard me preach before. And, man, I just sat there with a tear in my eye thinking, wow, he's been watching me all these years. You always wonder if your kids are paying attention or not. But he's taking the torch and carrying it on. So, man, I'm just blessed beyond anything I could say.
Well, you know what I'm going to say about that, and I think it's I hope you guys could agree with me on the statement, and that's it's the roots, and that's what we talk about. Roots run deep, and when you are grounded in your roots, and I always say when you're grounded in your roots, you're first grounded in your roots in Christ, then you're grounded in your roots in who you are, and you're true to who you are, and by you being true to who you are, that is flourishing, and your son is seeing it, and it's part of who he is, and because of that, he's also grounded, and he's grounded in at such a young age, it's going to keep him, his roots planted deep, and that's really what Aunt Vicki and all of us talk about, is that's back to your roots. It's all about your roots.
Yes, you're exactly right. You're exactly right, and that actually would preach. I'm actually thinking of a sermon as you're mentioning that, because it all boils down to our roots with Jesus and what he did for his father.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just I've got a song out I just wrote that another girl recorded, and it just found it. It's number one this month on the charts. It's called Full Circle. And I wrote it about that, how life just it's like a revolving circle. It started with Jesus, and then it just continues to revolve through life. And man, I'm just blessed to be a part of that circle.
Well, we are blessed to be able to be a part of what it is you're doing. Go ahead, Bobby Jean.
Oh, I was just going to ask, Tommy, you do this as a family as well, don't you? I mean, your wife, your son, they travel with you. They work along beside you. Am I correct with that?
Yes, ma'am. We all travel in a family tour bus. We've got a separate facilities for band when we use a band. And my wife does all of the booking and promotions, and then she also does ladies' conferences. She does motivational speaking and Christian speaking for ladies. So we're kind of a team. We can hit all corners.
I love it. I think it's great. And Bobby Jean, you know what that's like, because I know you and your husband work very closely together too, as far as your Western store that you have down there in Arizona, and you guys are very close in what you do. So you guys both know what that takes, and I think that boils back down to, again, the roots, the country way of living, the Western way. Families stick together, and they were on the farms together, they rodeoed together, and they traveled together, and I think it's great that there's still families out there that are preserving that Western lifestyle. Again, just another reason why we do what we do, is to promote and to elevate folks like yourself. So we are out of time. I can't believe it's already 6:30, but I wanted to touch real quick before we go. You can find where Tommy Brandt 2, Michelle, all of them will be by going to cowboyoutreachamerica.org, or you can find, if you want to hear some more of Tommy's music, you can go to YouTube or his website, Tommy Brandt, and that's BRANDT.org, and TommyBrandt2.com. He has his own website, too. So be sure you guys check out their music, their ministry, their tour stops in February. I know they're on the 11th. They're in, it looks like, at the Highland Country Fair. And is that right, Tommy?
Yes, ma'am. Highlands County Fair.
Mm-hmm. Highlands County Fair, Sebring, Florida. And then in March on the 18th, you're going to be at Bible Fellowship Church. And then you are booking out in June. You're going to be all over the place. So be sure you check out the tour stops that they have on their website and find them on Facebook, like them on Facebook, become a fan. And Tommy, thank you so much for everything. We appreciate you. And Bobby Jean, thank you so much for joining us tonight. I'm just
well, thank you both very much. And Tommy, it was an honor getting to meet both you and your son and your wife. And I love what you guys do of promoting our faith, family. You inspire others. You are just truly an amazing role model. So thank you for everything that you do.
Yes.
Well, thank you, too. Thank you, two girls, for allowing me to be on here tonight and gracing your beauty and presence.
Oh, well, we appreciate you, and we appreciate all those that have tuned in to the broadcast tonight. We are going to close it out, and we will be back next week with Catherine Merck, Miss Rodeo America 2016, and see what she is up to after the crown. But for tonight, we're going to say goodnight, and we are going to close it out with our dear friend and another supporter of all we do, Miss Crystal Lyons and a little Cowgirl Logic. We'll see you next week.
Lines, and I don't know about you, but I have a problem around my house when it comes to remembering to turn off the water when filling the water troughs. Well, I make promises and I tell myself I won't forget it this time, only to wake up with another man-made flood range again. I always make myself feel better by saying, well, the ground needed watering anyway, or how about this one? The horse's feet were needing some moisture. Well, I finally had to admit to myself that I can't seem to handle this most basic of responsibilities, and I went out and bought a timer for the water hose. It's great. Set the timer, walk off, and it's dealt with. Well, I find that running my mouth is a lot like filling the water trough. Though I start with good intentions of only saying what needs to be said and no more, I find I almost always seem to let more ooze or gush out, and before I know it, I've just created a mud hole. Wouldn't it be so cool if someone would come up with a timer for the mouth? Proverbs says that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. In other words, what I think on is what I'm eventually going to say. What's in there will find expression. So it's not good enough for me to promise I'll be good. I won't. If I don't want ugly speech coming out my mouth, then I can't allow myself to dwell on ugly thoughts. I got to control it in the mental arena, because I can promise you, if I don't, it will show up in my speech, and my attitude will be one of a walking, overflowing trough that muddies up everything in its path. I'm Crystal Lyons, and this is just some Cowgirl Logic, and for more, you can go to cowgirllogic.net.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlerLimited.com.
American Hat Company is known throughout the world as the hat preferred by rodeo champions, ranchers, everyday cowboys, cowgirls, and rodeo fans. From the arena to the boardroom, no one does it better. Handmade in Bowie, Texas, American hats are made with tradition in the old-fashioned way. From the finest in felts to the best in straws, there is an American hat for every occasion. The CB Cowgirls are proud to have our ambassadors wearing the number one hat in the world. Thank you, American Hat. Find your own American hat at your favorite retailer. American Hats, handcrafted since 1950.
4radio.com.